Okay, and standing next was T-Junction, and Rude Boy will be the next DJs, and standing next to me, the Mouth of Madness from Gabber FM. Good that you're here, man. You cool, man?
Yeah, of course.
You can stand up straight.
Hey, listen up. At this moment, what time is it? What time is it?
11.
I can't imagine I still could talk, dude.
That's an improvement. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself too. You know that, right?
No foam in the corners, nothing.
No foam in the corners, you know, no fuzzy eyes, no shit like
and
that.
And the funny thing is, times like this, we understand each other.
I knew there would be some understanding from the east side. Because, you know, we know how shit works with the real people, right?
That's right.
Is it right?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
So T-Junction and Rude Boy, you recently got your father, right? You got a child?
Yeah. I got a son called Max. He's a month old, bro.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
So your life has changed.
Absolutely. No gig compared to that.
No sleep, no diapers.
It's okay, it's okay.
Crap in your face.
Yeah. He peed on my back already. So,
you know, awesome. That really happens too, by the way. But you know, Mina, once you're a father, are you father not yet?
No, man, right? I'm single, I'm 34, so you can contact me on Mina Rose on Facebook for the girls.
But let me tell you something. Once you're a father, you don't give a fuck about the dirty diapers and shit like that. You do it with love. It's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, children poo, like baby poo, it's not dirty. Why? They don't eat meat or stuff like that. It's the purest poo you ever had.
But it stinks.
It smells like a bitch, by the way.
Let's say you guys enjoy the baby shit and I'll do my thing.
Yeah.
If I did have a chance back in the days, I would have enjoyed it a little bit longer. But you know, I never had regrets of my song. No. Never.
Of course not, man.
You know, there's a big scene in baby milk. Powder.
Baby milk. Yeah.
Powder.
Yeah.
China.
But let's get back on track, because otherwise we're talking about baby crap all night. So T-Junction, you have of course a big history with Massive Hardcore, Dominator, all the big parties you did, and so where do you stand at this point?
We didn't do a lot of hardcore last year because we needed a new how do you call it
inspiration.
Yeah, inspiration,
new challenge.
And we are coming from the old school, you know, and rolled into the hardcore, and we found a new music called Subground.
Yeah,
you got like hardcore, hard style Subground.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit slower, but yeah,
still
it's got
dark.
The pump, you know.
Yeah.
And we worked our ass off for our label Audius
from Simon Victor.
We did a lot of releases already, a lot of tracks.
Okay.
And but hardcore, it itches. We're back on track already.
It's still in your blood.
Yeah.
I just talked to you backstage, and you told me you were producing new hardcore tracks at the moment, and actually doing an anthem for.
I don't know if I announce it, but fuck it. Nightmare in Germany, Rude Boy, and I gonna do the anthem.
That's so awesome, and congratulations to
thanks, guys. Thanks.
Cool. So maybe from that point you're gonna get back into the hardcore scene.
We hope so. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Well, I think people should be stupid not to take these guys. Let's be honest, because I know if there are really two guys who have that real fucking hardcore heart.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and then I mean heart, not with a T, but with a D and a T. You know what I'm saying? That's Rude Boy and T Junction.
Yeah,
and even though also Tomcat, I love him too. I love that guy to death, but. We're not talking about him at this moment. We're talking about two of you guys, the brothers. And tell me something. How did you decide to shit with your brother? Because you were always alone. Your brother was always with Tomcat, of course. So what happened?
We talked about it years and years ago. But we were younger and always in a fight. So we thought. Not a good idea. And now we are a little bit older, so let's be mature and join. And
we are really happy with that manner, right?
Yeah, of course, man. Just get back on track, back in the hardcore, man.
Yeah, sure.
We're doing that.
Okay, cool. So what do you got in store for us tonight? Any lately, this year you had a new release, I think, or last year?
I think it was already last year.
Last year, yeah.
It was The Abomination. Yeah. Very dark track, but one dark track, one party track.
Okay, cool.
And even a slow one, yeah. Slow one with Crypsis.
Okay.
Yeah, we are not from one genre. We like to do hardstyle, we like to do subground.
You like to broaden your mind.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
a good thing, man.
Yeah.
All right. I would like the new style from Party Riser to the Deep House style. You know, that's so fucking awesome, that new track he made, that fucking... Nah, I'm just kidding. I just followed up with the discussion you had earlier.
Oh,
you know that, right?
Yeah.
I think you want to talk about the Deep House gossip.
Well, not really, but as a person, I really like Deep House. I'm going to be honest with you guys. There's nothing more relaxing than to have a good barbecue, have some Deep House on the back, and eat some good food and have a couple of drinks. What the fuck is wrong with that? And I'll be honest... And I'm not blaming Party Riser, but if some people come to me and talk to me that I'm a traitor because I do something else,
yeah,
I will tell you straight away, nigga, get the fuck out of here, because you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
What up, bitch?
But still, when I have a barbecue at house, I play fucking dark industrial in the background.
That's why I don't come to your barbecue.
Maybe that's why nobody comes.
No, but you know,
the barbecue's on his own.
The really fun thing is, who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
actually gives a fuck, because you are in the studio, you both have a big friend called Anger Fist.
Yeah.
We know shit is happening right here. But how can you put restraining producer to do his thing?
Because
if you're really into the music, you can't tell me you just want to stay with one style.
No.
And I think a lot of people, I'm even want to tell you, I know it happens, that a lot of EDM producers, they don't bring it out.
No.
But sometimes they fuck around with hardstyle and hardcore.
Yeah.
Why? Because they are producers. They want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to experiment.
You want to experiment.
And that is actually, at this moment, is the healthy thing about the hardcore scene, because it's so wide.
True.
At some festivals, there are 4, 5, 6 hardcore areas, from early to industrial, from 150 BPM to speedcore, to early to old school. It's very, very healthy at the moment,
true,
I think. So
very versatile.
Everything is possible.
Yeah. I need to say there's one thing I really think it's important. It doesn't matter if you do something else, but never forget where you come from. That's really an important thing, because if you are willing to do something else, that's good. But I also saw DJs or producers who did something else and spontaneously forgot where they were coming from.
Never turn your back on your roots.
That's what I'm saying. And then I
producers
do have a
who
problem.
Came from the hardcore and now do other stuff, get successful and say, I didn't make hardcore.
One of the best examples I have is Ferry Corsten. If you ask Ferry Corsten, or you take an interview of the guy, he always admits that he was in a studio with Holy Noise and Shit too. Dude, we're talking one of the first top five Dutch DJs who were doing the shit on EDM style. But he never forget where he came from. Carl Cox, same story.
Yeah, Carl Cox.
A lot of people don't know that Carl Cox was living with Darren Kelly back in Australia. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I don't know it, but I know he's from the hardcore in the past. He respected
Don Diablo.
It's true.
Yeah.
Don Diablo.
Yeah.
Same story.
Yeah.
Tiesto.
DJ
Michael.
But he doesn't admit it.
No.
Nah, that's not it's not entirely true, because a couple of years ago I spoke with him. I don't want to say I know him pretty well, but I do know him, especially as DJ Michael with the Trash Can label back in the day.
Exactly.
The worst fucking label in the whole fucking history of hardcore, but still with 2 or 3 pretty damn good tracks on it. You know, and I booked him like in 2001. I booked him, or 2000, just before he became the big, large motherfucker. And he thought it was nice to go to a trance party organized by the Mouth of Madness, but that's really nice, right? And no, that's really nice.
Always good, always good.
So we were sitting there, we were having a good discussion, and then he said to me, you know, there's one thing I really regret. He said, at one point, I had a big mouth, I was mouthing off about Gabba music. I wish I never had done that.
Okay,
well, then for me, game over. It's gone. You said it. You regret it.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah. That's cool. Same with the G-Town Mendes guys. They had a big hit in techno and
Ilke, trap. Especially Ilke, Bonti and Kamani. We all know that shit.
He says hardcore is the most difficult music to make.
To produce.
Yeah.
Totally. Because everything is distorted, and to get any sound in between those distorted kicks is like fucking
hell.
It's hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So for the listeners, if they want to book T Junction and Rubo, where can they?
They can do it on simonvicta.nl.
Yeah.
Or .com. I think it's NL. And on T Junction at live. What's so funny?
I'm sorry, man.
I thought that I was the only one who couldn't talk anymore, but when I look at you,
there was some real farmer style English.
Oh, okay.
Awesome,
okay.
Awesome.
I'm a
punch man.
Yeah, me
point
too.
NL.
Cool. So simonvicta.nl.
Oh, he's getting in the house right
Rico,
here.
What?
There's the manager.
He's the manager.
Point NL. Dot NL.
Okay, but I think it's walking out of hand.
It's walking out of hand? You really said that?
Yeah. So let's play some music. So T-Junction, get behind the decks. Root Boy is already set up. And show us where T-Junction is and Root Boy is all about at this moment.
We'll do that.
Do your thing, man. All right.
Point and L.
Unity Radio, right about now, live. Give it up for T-Junction and Root Boy.
You're now listening to Unity Radio, brought to you by Blood Cage, MC Psycho, Vinyl Junk, and Planet X. Unity Radio. Unity Radio. Stepping.
Jesse.
It's a blessing.
Radio.
have in this world is my thoughts and my word, and I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Please. now. It's very loud. But we are threatened by the now, so we jump to the past or the future. What is actually experienced now possessed a lot of powerful things.
meant to exist in the outside world.
Let's go home.
now listening to Unity Radio.
And they'll go, that's a fucking. Go fuck yourself. Gene Simmons is a fucking cunt. Your dick can fit in. You don't know how to fuck, if you ever did. Fuck you, you old cocksucker.
You Don't get in my fucking face! I'm talking to you, motherfucker!
Thank you.
All right. Rude Boy, T Junction, give it up, yo!
Yeah!
Marvelous. Yeah, so that was the T Junction and Rude Boy sound. So if you want to book them, go to semofikta.nl and you have T Junction and Rude Boy live on your fucking party.
Well, I want to book them. Why not? I love these guys for many years now.
Special prize for you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to play at Gabber FM or.
We already talked about it and. Yeah. They really would love it to come to Local Out Radio.
Would be
at Gabber FM, of course.
Some nice steps to get back in the game on Unity Radio, Gabber, yeah. Lock and Load.
I'm gonna be honest. For me, they never left.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be honest with you. For me, they never left.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for them to wake up.
Don't call it a comeback.
That's a whole different ball game.
Great,
because
great,
you know,
greatness.
No, that's really true. Because with them also. We know each other for many years now, and it was like we like to have some discussions sometimes too.
Yeah.
And I knew back in the days, the whole Facebook, Twitter shit
didn't exist,
and he didn't really give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Me neither, but you
me
know,
neither.
I really understood quite soon why it's really important because. Of course, back in the days, I had this guy called Andre, MC Justice, right?
Justice.
From Thunderdome Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he didn't teach me that shit, I still would have been that old school.
Yeah.
So every time we were or in New York or at Fantasy Island, we talked about that shit because no doubt about it, these guys have fucking skills, man. I think you agree, right?
Yeah.
Skills, that's what counts.
Sure.
Yeah. DJ Sean skills, man.
They're good producers, good DJs, both of them.
Keep awesome. It real.
Awesome,
yeah.
Man.
True.
Right. So, yep. Big up to T-Junction and Rude Boy. Okay, I have some announcement again. I'm gonna throw it out again.
Do it again.
Do it.
Gonna do it again. Yeah. Gonna do
give
it again.
Give it.
31st October, Unity is going to Go Planet, a fucking big ass location.
Hell yeah.
And the lineup will be Angerfish Live, Party Razor, Noise Suppressor Live, Mad Dog, Neophyte, Dr. Peacock Live, Miss Cake, Nosferatu, Dyprex, Destructive Tendencies, Anime, Body Shock, Daymar, Amnesis, Predator, Tommyknocker, Crossfire, MC Psycho, and MC Motherfucking Knowles.
Unity!
Yeah!
Well, you want a book, T-Junction? Yes.
If
you want to pick that point and L.
Listen up. Is it possible I could give you some advice?
Sure, man.
Because the last 2 years, you motherfuckers are really fucking awesome in this region, right?
Yes.
But maybe with fucking lineups like this,
yeah.
Isn't it about that time to go a little bit national with the shit?
Yeah.
Because fucking Unity is rocking.
Thanks, man.
I'm not joking about this one because, yeah. And of course,
this is the epicenter right now.
Of course, I'm at the epicenter. I'm in the heart
of the
future hardcore.
We changed
this. I'm going to tell it like this.
Awesome,
man. I'm going to tell it straight, right?
So that's also a purpose of Unity Radio, to get to spread the word also in other countries, the German listeners, the UK listeners, the French listeners.
All over
everybody
the world.
Has to know about Unity, what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, but listen up. Did people explain you where your listeners are coming from? We didn't do that yet, right?
No.
Well, you got a lot of listeners from this region.
Yeah.
You got a lot of Italians.
Italians, of course.
You got a lot of people from Scotland, too.
Italians, Scotland, everybody.
Scotland, you remember
Germany,
that?
France.
We got some Russian people, too.
Russia.
So,
whatever.
This shit is going global, and you guys are doing it. We with Gabriel Vemo doing it. But let's be honest. You guys have the names, and I'm really, really grateful we have you guys on fucking Gabriel FM.
Okay.
Honest.
Thank you. So we have to wrap it out.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it out. Whatever.
Yeah, so
thank you again for tonight.
Thank you for listening. All the set will be online on soundcloud.com/hardcoreunity.
Soon.
And next week, the lineup will be DJ Promo with his album Showcase.
Nice. Kaka and Vinyl Junk.
Decipher and Shinra. Kaka and Final Junk, and I'm missing one DJ.
I'm not prepared. keep the Twitter account in mind.
Yeah, follow Twitter, follow Unity Radio HC.
Can I say one more thing too?
Nah.
Because, of course, the day before that, we got Lock and Load Radio, also at Gabber FM, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. CET, by the way. And we got really great names. We got some good, strong talents. But besides that, we got the Beat Crusher and Pandora, man. We all know those Pandora are great names too, right?
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Wednesday, Lock and Load Radio. The Thursday, we got motherfucking Unity Radio.
Unity Radio. Okay, to the listeners, see you next week.
Adios.
Peace. Peace.
You're now listening to Unity Radio. Acid Rain.
Yes, so yeah. So next Thursday,
yeah,
live in the studio,
name.
Promo, Decipher and Shimra, Koka, and not last and least, fucking
Nick from Minotaur, aka Repix. I'm gonna be honest,
fucking Repix,
fucking bomb. I can't forget about you. Love you, dog. Repix in the place to be.
Yes,
hardcore.
Unity Radio. Listening to Unity Radio, brought to you by Blood Cage, MC Psycho, Vinyl Junk, and Planet X. Unity Radio.